And I want to welcome into the studio now Jackie Hoggie from Citizens Information. Good afternoon, Jackie.
Good afternoon, John.
And we're going to talk about this contributory state pension.
We are. There's an awful lot in the contributory state pension, so I'm really going to talk about the basic information, and it does get very technical. So if anybody's worried about anything that I'm addressing here today, they can drop up to us or give us a ring and we'll go through it all with you, because as everybody's circumstances is different. The basic thing to just say, if you've worked all your life, whether you've been paying a Class A, which is an ordinary stamp that most employees pay, or if you're self-employed paying a Class S, you will get the full state contributory pension once you've worked all your life. Now, there could be at a time in your life that you're out sick and you're signing for sending in sick certs, you can use a maximum at the moment up to 10 years of credited contribution to go towards your paid Class A or S stamp to give you the full benefit of the state pension. Now, there's a few things introduced. We'll go through this now. In the budget 2019 going forward, the maximum weekly rate of a state pension contributory will increase by €5 a week, and that's happening from March this year. And you get a reduced rate depending on what you're getting for your adult dependent. And if you are still claiming for children, you'll get an extra €220. And that's gone up from €138 to €34 a week if you're still claiming for children on a state pension contributory. Also, new arrangements. From the 30th of March 2018, people who applied for state pension contributory after the 1st of September 2012 and whose pensions were reduced because of contributions gaps for homemakers and carers who were looking after children, well, they brought out new rules and are allowing extra that you didn't pay for stamps, credited contributions. So you might have been on a reduced pension because of that. So there could be a lot of people that their pension will be getting bumped up next year because of time that they spent at home being homemakers looking after children. Now, if you feel that you are one of these people, there is no need to get in touch with the social welfare. They are combing through all their records and they will be in touch with people. Now, there is people that worked maybe for the government, fire brigade, some teachers, and they paid a Class D stamp going back years ago. They can either go for a pro rata pension if they went back into a Class A job, or they can combine their stamps and use, as I said, maybe a pro rata pension, combine their D stamps and their A stamps, and it will give them a pension, not a full pension. To pay a pension independent at the moment, things are changing in 2021 and in 2028. In 2021, the new pensionable age is going to be 67, and in 2028, it's going up to 68 years of age. We don't know going forward what the new rules for this is going to be. We've been told that it's going to be more beneficial from 2021. You'll need 30 years of contributions paid, but you can use up to 10 of those as credited contributions. Now, as I said there, it's a good few years off, and there could be a number of changes in the budgets over the next couple of years. But if you have a maximum of 10 years or 520 paid Class A contribution stamps, you will get a reduced rate of pension. Okay, but they break it down like this. You'd have a maximum of 48 stamps, because you get a stamp for every year you've worked, whether it be Class A or S. The payment at the moment is £243.30. If you have 20 stamps between 20 and 47, you get £238.50. 15 to 19, you get £182.90. And if you have 10 to 14, where the 10 it comes into play there, that if you've been involuntary or whatever service you were in, you're paying a D stamp. If you ever worked in the Class A, either before you went into your D stamp or after, the minimum rate you would get is £121.70. Now, there is extra benefits you can get when you are eligible for the state pension. You automatically get a free travel pass. The other things like a medical card and the household benefits and the fuel allowance, they're subject to a means test. Now, or a living alone allowance, which is not means tested. The household benefits package is means tested, but it's not means tested on the person who's claiming a state pension or if his wife is on it as well. The means test is done who else is living in your house. So, for example, if you came to the state pension age and your wife was still working, you wouldn't be eligible for the household benefits package, which is to €35 a month off your gas and a free television licence. if your wife was on a state pension with you or an invalidity pension, if you've somebody else living at home, like an adult child, either claiming invalidity or illness benefit or working, you will not get the household benefits or the fuel allowance because they're both means tested. When you're 70, it doesn't matter who lives in your home for the household benefits package, you're eligible to apply for it and you will receive it, which is the gas and the free television licence. Fuel allowance is means tested still after 70, and they are looking at the income coming into your house. If it is just you on your own or your wife that's on either a long-term disability or the state pension with you, you're allowed to have income of up to €100 a week, either from employment or a small pension, maximum of €100 a week from wherever you get it from, but there can be nobody else working in the house earning income, and that proceeds after 70 years of age. As I said, the living alone allowance is out there too that you can get. It's an extra €9 a week. If you are in receipt of the fuel allowance and the living alone allowance, they brought out a new rule from last June. It's an extra €2.50 that you would get with your pension. This does not have to be applied for. It was automatic and it would have been paid to you from last June. The other extra thing that you can get when you're age 80, you get an extra €10 a week. This does not have to be applied for. This is automatically just included in your pension. So from March, as I said, 2019, anybody that's on a state pension is getting €5 rise. If you're claiming for your wife as an adult dependent, she will get a portion of this. But there's so many different rules depending on your PRSI record. If you haven't got a full 48 contributions, depending on how many contributions you have, you could get a reduced pension, or you could, as I said, be entitled to a pro rata pension from D stamps to A stamps. S stamps gives you a full pension, and S stamp is paid by yourself, people that are self-employed. And as I said, you can use up to 10 years of credited contributions. There's an awful lot in the state pension and many different ways that you can get pension, maybe not a full one, but a proportional one. You could either ring the PRSI section down in social welfare and they will send you out a copy of your PRSI record from you were age 16 right up until 66, 65, whenever you request it. And if you don't understand how to calculate them, you can bring them up to our office here in the Civic Centre and we'll go through them and we'll be able to give you a rough idea of how much pension you will be receiving. There's no use doing this if you're only in your early 50s because nobody knows what you're going to be doing for the following 16, 18 years, depending on what it's going to be. So it'll be a wrong estimation we'd give you. But if you're 64, 65 and you know that you're not going to be returning to work and you are retired, you can come up to us. We'll do out your pension by your PRSI records that you'll be requesting. And anybody can request their PRSI records from Social Welfare. All they have to ring is 01704 3000. That's 01704 3000. Ask for the state pension contributory and ask them could they send you out a copy of your PRSI that you've paid throughout your life, and you can get them and bring them up to us. As I said, we'll have a look for them. Now, we open Monday to Friday from 9 to half 4. We just close from lunch from 1 to half 1. We're not appointment based, we're a drop-in service. Now, we do have two outreaches. We've one in Beaumont Hospital. Actually, we've three. We've one in Beaumont Hospital. We have one in the Omni Centre and we have one down in Edenmore in the drug centre down there. But all our outreaches are closed now for the Christmas period and we will not be opening back up our outreaches till January. Also, our will service, that's had to be booked up. It was a great service this year and we were booked up all year. We will be, from today, taking new appointments for 2019. So if you haven't got a will made and you want to make a free will, we haven't got our dates yet, but we are taking names and they'll be top of the list if you want to ring in and get your will made for free. We also have an accountant that sits twice a month that can help you with your taxes, or if you have anything to do with starting a business and you're not sure how to get it up and running. It's another free service we offer by appointment only. It's a Tuesday and a Thursday evening, so just give us a ring. As I said, all our services like that are closed now the first week in January, but we will put you on a waiting list for it. Now, as I already said, state pension is so, everybody's PRSI record is so different. So if you have any problems with it, you can either give us a ring at 0761078190. That's 0761078190. We'll answer your query over the phone or just drop up to us and we'll do our best to go through it all and give you a rough estimate of how much pension you're entitled to. That's it,
okay, John. Jackie. Right. Thanks very much for that.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.